Hi all. Now we are going to discuss about the talent management and development practice in real life. Obviously, we have already understood about different theoretical concepts related to talent management and development. But on the other hand, until and unless you don't know how to convert all these knowledges, all these different types of concept into a real time experience, into a real time practice, obviously it's not possible for you to implement the same. Therefore, we are going to give you a complete holistic approach to manage the talent and development the talent in the industry, in an organization. It is absolutely a very basic and a kind of generic concept or a practice where we are not going to specify any industry like IT or BFSI or something similar to that. But on the other hand, we are concentrating mostly on the process itself and how to actually make it a practice in your organization. So whenever we are trying to implement the talent management and development practice in the organization, it starts with creating the job description. Yes, we have started the entire discussion with talent management and development with job analysis process. And in the job analysis process, we have discussed about job description, job specification, and job design. In this particular discussion, we are going to discuss about job description manual. So whenever we are creating a kind of organizational structure, we need to start with the hierarchy structure, and the hierarchy structure has to be converted or has to be documented along with a job description manual. We will also talk about converting the job description manual into a KRA document, then creating the KPI, then conducting the review, and how to manage different reviews, and how to collect the training need analysis, how to evaluate that, and how to convert it into a complete career mapping process. But at first, we will start with the basic step where we will try or attempt to create an organizational hierarchy. And then the organization hierarchy will be converted to a job description manual. We will provide the complete downloadable document and the sample document for your reference in this particular lecture. You can download it and you can start practicing it. So whenever you are creating an organization, at first you need to understand what are the different levels are there, what are the different grades are there. Say for example, you will start with some junior folks, maybe at a experience of 0 to 3. So that will be your grade 1. And then you will go to the grade 2, that would be maybe 3 to 6. Then you will go to the grade 3, that can be your experience bracket 6 to 9. Then 9 to 12 would be grade 4, and 12 to 15 is grade 5. 15 to 20 is definitely grade 6. And then the management level and the executive level. So primarily we are talking about a very simple structure where there would be 5 primary grades and 1 managerial grade, which is grade 6, followed by 1 or 2 leadership and C-level grade. This is the vertical gradation in an organization. So it is dependent on the experience bracket. It's also dependent on their management and leadership capabilities. But we are also going to consider the horizontal bracket because there are different functions in an organization. Say for example, in a software company, there can be functions like development, testing, HR, finance, marketing, then IT support, then things like support and maintenance, software support and maintenance, I'm primarily saying. If we are considering these 5-6 different functions, horizontally, all of this will have similar kind of bracket of vertical gradation. So every function will have 6 grades, and then above that functional grades, there would be management grades, which would be common for all the functions. So say for example, in case of development, there would be G1, that's junior engineer, then G2, 3 to 6, that's engineer, then G3 or 6 to 9 is senior engineer. Then G4 or 9 to 12 is lead engineer. Then G4 or 12 to 15 is assistant manager or manager. And G5 can be your project manager, delivery manager, whatever. And then above that, obviously, you can have things like people who are working as a delivery head or functional head or vertical head. And then they will be reporting to someone like the center head or CIO or CEO of the organization. And then the CIO and COO will be reporting to one person of the organization, that is the CEO. So that is actually creating the pyramid structure. And followed by the pyramid structure, there would be 5-6 functional verticals. And each of the functional verticals, there would be different types of verticals related to the hierarchy. And then obviously the functional verticals according to the horizontal gradation, according to the function. We will provide you a complete structure, a sample structure in this lecture, and you will understand how to do this. Now, once you are done with this, obviously that's not all. It's just a mapping. It's just a kind of structure that you are proposing for the organization. But on the other hand, from this, the entire job description, the entire job categorization, qualification, experience is not visible. So simple step, now you need to create a job description manual. So in the job description manual, simply it would be like the same functional gradation and things would be there. Like say for example, in case of someone who is working in G1, the basic managerial soft skill and behavioral competencies would be same. And someone who is working in different function, obviously the technical competencies, the technical responsibilities would be different. The job related responsibilities would be different. Qualification also can match, because obviously you are talking about the same experience bracket. Maybe the qualification related to their technical expertise would be different, but otherwise mostly it would be in the similar kind of qualification bracket. So you need to decide what are the different components that should be mentioned in the job description. Say for example, it should start with the company description, then the summary, then the experience bracket, then the qualification, then the key responsibility areas, then the communication, and then you can also additionally mention the basic criteria. And if you have any kind of process related requirement, say for example your organization is supposed to or going to follow different process related to ISO and CMMI, you are going to mention that also in the job description. So in the job description manual, if you have around 5 functions, say for example development, engineering, maintenance, then your HR and finance or your support team and the IT support, then this 5 function will have minimum 5 grades vertically. So 5 into 5, there would be 25 job descriptions mentioned in the job description manual. Along with that, there would be additional 3 job description for the people like CIO, COO, and someone who is maybe the IT head, and a job description of a CEO who is there managing the entire function. So it can be the job description manual starts with CEO, then the job description of CIO, COO, and the IT head. Then you capture each of the functions, start with maybe development, 5 functions. Then you go to the testing, 5 functions. Then you go to support, HR and finance, 5 functions. Then you go to the NSS or the IT support, 5 functions. Then you go to the support and maintenance, 5 functions. So total 25 plus 3, 28, and 129 job descriptions would be there. One thing we must understand, though it looks like a very descriptive document, it's actually not, because the basic qualification, the basic things related to experience would be almost the same. There would be difference in different job description. On the other hand, firstly you need to create at a G1 level for all the function, and then in the G2, G3, G4, G5, the additional skill sets should be added. So say for example, a junior engineer will be responsible for all sort of day-to-day delivery. They are maintaining different types of SBN. Also, they will be working on different debugging, or also participate in the team communication, follow the basic ISO processes. Now, a senior engineer along with that will also help in maintaining. An engineer will also help in the process improvement. And a manager obviously will be help in project management, team management, up to a certain extent client communication. Complete project manager will be helping complete project management. client communication, different types of delivery management, and also the overall improvement of the delivery. And definitely the CIO, CEO will have more management related capabilities, responsibilities. So once you create the junior level job description, the other job description would be 5 points common, one or two additional points would be added from G1 to G2 to G3, and then you will create the entire job description manual. The most important benefit you will get from this activity that you will have a complete job description of all the functions, all the jobs available in your organization. And most important, whenever there is a change, whenever there is a modification, you can always use this document as a base document, and then after that you can use it for any kind of activity. Like after the modification, you can use it for recruitment, you can use it for creating the KRA for performance management, you also can use it for different types of performance measurement, ad hoc performance measurement. You can also share the entire job description manual with your client to showcase your organization capability. You can also showcase it to the employees for their career mapping. You can show them what are the different kind of movement can happen horizontally and vertically. You can also use this document for your training, need analysis and gap analysis, and scheduling it for the career progress of the individual. So one basic document will serve multiple purpose. Once you create a complete job description manual, you can very easily do your recruitment, performance management, training and development, career mapping, organizational development as well. So at first, whenever you are working towards creating an organizational structure and organizational development activity, creating a job description manual would be the first thing you must do. Without the presence of this, every day for different new types of function, you will face challenges. So therefore, take the responsibility. It will take hardly a month or two. Create the job description manual, use it for multiple purpose. That's a basic document for all kind of HR organizational activities. We have provided a complete sample of job description manual. It's a template that you can use for your organization for any kind of development activity, any kind of job description related activity. But I will suggest at first try to fill it up completely as per the hierarchy of your organization. Obviously, you need to modify it as per the requirement. But once you are done, your job would be very easy as a HR, as a manager, as a CEO, as a CIO of the organization. So therefore, please start with this, and then gradually you go ahead for recruitment, performance management, training and development, all different types of activity. In the next chapter or in the next lecture, we are going to discuss about the activity where from the job description manual, we are actually going to create different KRAs and KPIs, which would be very, very useful and essential to conduct the performance management exercise in an organization. Thank you.